Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thanks to them for their contribution, and thanks to the tag team partnership of Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell for getting us twitching away this morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday.
Yes, it was a glorious day, and Mondays are wonderful, and the weather seems to have broken, although I guess it's going to rain later tonight, much later. Thanks to our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
He just looks like a guy you want to punch in the face. He's got a big punchable face.
David, exceptionally mean to Dustin this morning.
That wasn't Dustin.
Oh.
That wasn't about Dustin.
What?
Oh. That was Brad Marchand.
But look at him.
Still no Brad Marchand. No.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for kind of changing the whole thought that David had in making Dustin the victim.
Campbell handing on to Kane again. Lots of head fakes there, trying to shake Demon. Threw one in front. Oh my, it rattled around and it kicked on back and it scored. We saw no light. We saw no signal. And we're not sure if they've set a signal of a goal yet, but they are celebrating at the other end of the ice. What chaos. Word has gotten to the Blackhawks what you have just seen. One of the more unusual finishes, but it's a goal. The Stanley Cup to the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, Kane or new? Kane or new?
Kane or new? He
what
celebrated.
The puck, David?
Where
did you put
still,
the puck?
I don't know where the puck. The ref took the puck, I think. Okay. Who knows what? That
Saints
night, 15 years ago. Never
wow.
will forget that one. The
wow.
biggest goal in Blackhawk history.
That was
what chaos.
What chaos. Doc Emmerich was awesome.
Yes, he was. Marshall Harris is right here. He's here. I can see him.
What year was that again?
He's celebrating.
2010. Were you in Philly then?
You know I was.
Were you at that game?
You know I was. And we were all like, wait, what happened?
Oh,
what?
Yeah, Kaner.
You saw it from the other side.
Kaner scores goals you can't see.
I was just enjoying good hockey.
Were you there as a fan or working?
I was working. You know, the studios are inside the Wells Fargo Center. I was just there to walk outside and see what's going on.
It was great.
And Layla Rahimi is here. Layla!
What chaos.
Great job on the game.
Thank you.
Sadly, the game wasn't a great game.
It was.
They're in trouble.
It was what?
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, give us that. Yeah, fill in the blank.
Downtrodden isn't the right word. But that's how I felt after watching Courtney Vandersloot go down.
Yeah, that was the real insult to the injury.
I hate to say it, but at that point, there are very few times where I will diagnose. You know, that's like the number one rule as a sports broadcaster. We are not doctors.
But
and even when you think you know, don't say because that's not your job. But that
she couldn't walk off the court.
I mean, looked like exactly what we thought it was.
You knew she'd blown her knee out, no question.
Especially when it was non-contact.
Yeah, the non-contact thing. You can always tell on the replay, right?
Like, it was the way the knee buckled.
Right. The replay is pretty conclusive, if you will.
Rough season for the Sky.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yeah, Chuck, it was fun to call a game
with.
It was fun to call a game with Chuck at the UC, but to have your entire offense implode in that game, nobody draws it up like that, and that's not what should happen, especially when they have other floor setters that aren't Vandersloot, but
there would be no dancing.
No.
So
no danger of dancing.
Maybe next time. We have a Sky game though for a few weeks. I think our next one is in July that we have.
They are going to have to regroup and figure out some things. It's tough. I heard that Caitlin Clark signed tons of autographs and did a really good job of the people that went out to see her. She was there for them. That's good to hear.
Yes, she was. She was available. You know, you can only get into the game at a certain time, and she knew, I think, what the deal was going to be in. So she was, of course, amenable and was available for everybody to get autographs before the game.
What size was the crowd? They announced it at 19,000 or
so. It looked every bit of it.
Did it?
Okay. Yeah, and they stayed. Despite Courtney Vandersloot going down, despite Caitlin Clark not playing, she was there, but she was seated on the bench. They stayed until, I would say, 5 minutes left in the game.
Good for them.
Got to beat that traffic.
Yeah, I mean, and Chuck and I were making note of that, too, because that's not something you see very often.
How was Chuck to work with?
Chuck was great. I joked that I made a comment about eggs being expensive, and I was like, well, that's closest to Bill Winnington I'm going to get today. I told him it was going to happen at some point, but to work with Chuck, you learn so much. Even hearing him, of course, and hearing him and Bill on the broadcast, but to do it from that vantage point, you know,
you didn't call him Charlie, did you?
I did not call him Charlie.
Bill likes to do that. It's funny.
Bill is also 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And I think he can get away with more than I can. You know, what with the titles and all and the professional basketball
That's
experience.
Fair.
And the kind of biker mustache he has.
And he's jovial when he says things, you know.
He's a good guy. Canadian. Nice man.
I will extol the virtues of Bill.
No question. What do you have today?
We have a packed show. We just got news that Ruben Amaro Jr., the former Phillies general manager, who's now at the broadcast, is going to join us live at 11.
Oh, wow.
Barry Trammell of the Tulsa World, formerly of the Oklahoman, the noted sports writer in Oklahoma, always entertaining, is at 11:25. Halftime at 11:45. 5 on it is at noon. We have Clay Harbor in studio at 1 o'clock, so come join us.
Wow.
All right.
Have a great show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.